I'm gonna hit you up afterwards.
Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5, 6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke it.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy. AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3 times. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is another T-A-Z production live on Blog Talk Radio. Got my online daughter, Lady Bishop. She's in the house to talk about her many thousand projects she's got going on. Not just one or two, thousand projects that's going on. Also in the house is DJ. DJ, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Yeah, see, Lady Bishop Lady Bishop is on the line. Me, DJ, my co-host.
Hey,
Lady
how
Bishop.
You doing?
How are you?
I told you, Lady Bishop, the reason why the intro is about 5 minutes, so us black folks can gather ourselves and call in.
No.
Because of the
You're wrong.
I had to say it. But Lady Bishop, it's good talking to you. It's been like, man, about 5-6 years since I talked to you. I mean,
and you doing
some big things. I want the listening audience to just know a little bit about you. So explain exactly what you do.
Oh well, rapper out of Brooklyn, New York. What else can I say? You know, current activist for, you know, animals. I love dogs, love cats, love exotics. So, you know, just their well-being, their welfare, not any kind of PETA kind of, you know, you must not eat meat, must not wear fur person, not one of those, you know? So.
Okay. So you love animals, but you don't have the kind of relationship with animals that says they're better than people.
Funny enough, I like animals more than I like people.
Wow.
I'll be real honest with you. If you give me the choice of hanging out in a room with five people I don't know and five dogs I can't trust, I'll go and hang out with the five dogs I can't trust, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's got on her MySpace AAA for the NYC pets. The life you say may not be your own, but it's valuable. I'm the voice, therefore I am the key.
Right.
And that's exactly what you meant as far as being a voice for these animals are concerned. Am I correct?
Right. Exactly. Actually, where I got all the inspiration from is that I work with the New York City's animal shelter for the past, I guess, about 4 or 5 years, actually. I've been working with them. My primary job was to find, you know, animals, homes out of, well, basically rescue, because it's a kill shelter. So about 40% of these animals are not making it.
Right.
Out the shelter, alive. So this way, and, you know, some people, they have to be aware of the, you know, the economy is bad. So people have to be aware of the services that's out there in order to help them keep their animals. Some people just give up their animals just because they don't have the money for help, you know, for any kind of veterinary care, not knowing there's actually free or low-cost stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just in a way to, and also most people don't think about spaying and neutering their pets. So that's actually something, especially younger people in my generation, you know, people from the urban communities have myths and fears about, you know, I guess it's going to turn my male dog into a girl dog and, you know, just some of the crazy things you hear. You know, sometimes people listen to me a lot more than they would listen to, you know, your average pet activist, you know?
Right.
So do you
proud of you for that.
Pardon me?
I said I'm proud of you for that because most people don't even think twice about it. I mean, and for you to come out and, you know, just do it in a big way and put in work that way towards that cause, that's commendable.
Yeah. Definitely. I believe, you know, like I said, I have a voice, so, you know, why not use it? You have a voice, you have a platform. I believe if you're an artist or any kind of anybody that has more than themselves listening to them talk, you know, you should actually stand for something. Whether, you know, you're dealing with people or not, you should stand for something because there's someone looking up to you at the end of the day.
Right. So how did you get started doing this music thing?
Actually, funny enough, just being a kid, you know, getting into trouble and a lot of different things, I was actually in junior high school when a guard of mine, you know, he came at me. He's like, look, you know, he actually saw me writing poems and stuff in the back of my book and, you know, freestyling with the boys outside, not really thinking anything of it. And people were so amazed. I'm the only female. I'm probably like 11, 12 years old, and these guys are high school kids, high school cats coming out, and they're like, you know, they are amazed. So I just decided, you know, somebody came and said, hey, you want to do a show? I'm like, okay, no problem. I had nothing better to do, so I wrote a song. My brother actually, my brother is the only one that actually took me serious, and I said, hey, no, I, Andy, I'm, this guy asked me to do a show. And my brother said, you got music? I said, no. You know, he said, one of my friends have a studio, you know, write something and let's go. So I was like, okay. So I went from there. I actually won the show, too, so that was kind of funny. Never performed in my life, never wrote a song, never recorded. I actually won the show.
Look and you that. Won. Wow.
And I won.
And so who are some of your influences just coming up? If you were writing your own, did you have anybody that you really looked up to, whether it was male or female?
Channel Live, Onyx, Tupac.
Okay.
Who else? I didn't really, back then, really wasn't too much. I mean, there was, you know, the Queen Latifahs, the Lauryn Hills, but I'm not going to be phony and say, you know, those were my influences because
right.
You know, those weren't the people I was really listening to in my household. You know, we had the Onyx, we had the Wu-Tang, we had the Channel Live, you know, Station Identification, that was my joint, you know, even though it's a tongue twister, but, you know, just things like that. And actually, funny enough, people like Simon and Garfunkel and people like that I grew up listening to. It's a
not lady bitching. She said Simon and Garfunkel almost
Simon
fell out.
Simon and Garfunkel, gotta keep it real, you know.
Gotta keep it real, that's right.
You know, so, sometimes, you know, it's funny that some people ask me, like, certain things I write. They're like, you know, you kind of come left field sometimes with the things that you pick or, you know, your, like, song arrangement and stuff like that. But until you step out the box, you're really not, how can you really be fresh, you know?
Right.
So.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, then, I want you to explain this song, Impress.
Impress. Well, one, you know, if you know anything about the Caribbean style, the Caribbean feet, you know, just the culture, a lot of people, they see an empress as a kind of like a female. That's kind of like a queen, you know? And then, you know me, I actually, since last time I spoke, I got locked since then and whole complete everything changed. And, you know, that's something that I always get coming out of the streets of Brooklyn. Like, some people don't know me, and all of a sudden they see me, it's go Empress. And I'm like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, so I kind of took that and went with it, brought it to my own flavor because some people, they don't know what, how to define themselves. If someone calls you something, you have to know why they're calling you that and, you know, be able to tell them why you deserve that name. So in a way, it kind of brought it out and let me write. I actually used that influence to write the song and talk about Brooklyn because a lot of people don't talk about they're from Brooklyn, you know. They shout it out, but they don't have the Brooklyn anthem. A lot of females don't have a Brooklyn anthem. So that was my personal Lady Bishop anthem and a Brooklyn and my dedication to Brooklyn as well.
Here we go. Impress. Lady Bishop on ATAZP.
Whenever you see me, I'm your empress. Y'all better know this, Brooklyn. Forever I keep a focus. You know Uptown, New Jersey, Cali, my family. Okay. If you want it, you can bring it. I'ma stay in one spot just to prove that you pussy if you want it now. You got a problem? You can write a song about me. Matter of fact, wait till you're ready to find out about me. So when you find your death, you can verse about me. How crazy I am, how silly is she? I'm too grown for the bullshit. Got jewels, hot chicks. Best believe I'm hood rich, close to a cocky chick. I'm too real and real, recognize real. That's why I don't recognize you when I'm looking for real. So fall back if you ain't part of my team. I only roll with those whose main focus is getting the scream. It seems like I got a one-track mind. But why you busy people me? Your hustle game is falling behind. I'm your empress.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that, Lady Bishop. I like that a lot.
Wow.
I like that a lot. Who did the music?
I can't even remember. That's bad, right? Actually, no. You know what? That's the actual rhythm that's out there. A couple other reggae artists use that rhythm as well, so I just have permission to use it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I like the way you came off on that. Every time you I listen to a lot of your songs, and you know, even though you don't know, I listen to a lot of your songs. I do listen to a lot of your songs, and
right.
I like the way you your flow is like boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? Where my head is like, yeah, I'm feeling that. I mean, you know, you can almost just knock off the music and just go in rhythm with your flow because you have a powerful flow. I'm sure somebody told you that before, as many shows you performed. And I've seen different videos that you did too. And I know you don't know that, but I've been checking you out, you know. Keep you in the radar at all times because you're one of my top friends on MySpace, so.
Let's make sure you get your MySpace page in there. So do you have your music? Is it posted on your MySpace page?
Yes, it is. It's on it's MySpace/Lady_Bishop for, you know, those who don't know the underscore is a little dash at the bottom.
Okay.
You also got a website too now, right?
The website that's coming up right now, we just launched GrindMob, which is GrindMobbent.com. We just launched that a couple weeks ago, and the great thing with that is that we're actually not just doing things ourselves. We're actually featuring other artists that's out there and, you know, doing something positive with their music as well. So we just launched that, and LadyBishop.com will be up and running, you know, very soon. We're actually in the works with that as we speak.
And I want you to explain, because last time I had you on, you were on my website radio show.
Uh-huh.
Now that we're on Blog Talk and people hearing us straight live out the box. I want you to explain about you being the first female rapper to star in a hip-hop cabaret off-Broadway play.
Oh, yeah, that was with Castillo Theater. The good thing, actually, with that, I actually wrote and, you know, basically had the playwright accreditation for my own play, for my own, you know, for my own words and everything. And with that, that was basically exploring, you know, the life of a black female coming up in the urban community and everything. But as a cabaret setting, it's just, you know, a bunch of different scenes, but everything is based around all genres of hip-hop, being R&B, being dance, spoken word, everything else.
And I remember whenever I was reading about that play, like long before I met you, and you had to be, you're a little kid now, so you had to really be young when that was going on. That's 2003.
Wow, that was actually in, wow, that was a long time.
That's what it says on your, I'm looking at your MySpace right now. Say 2003 when that play came out. Then you also was awarded, a Community Leadership Award?
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. That was alongside Malik Yoba, Dana Tyler, DJ Red Alert. Yeah, it was alongside those people. That was actually for, like, my community outreach. Getting out there, I was actually dealing with a program called the All-Stars Talent Show Network where we go out into the inner city and find a lot of youth to come in and perform, you know, because sometimes they have things that they want to express and they don't express it and it comes out in a negative fashion. So sometimes, you know, we go out there and we speak to people, use myself as an example and say, hey, you know, this is a place where nobody cares, you know, what you're doing as far as, not really nobody cares, but no one's going to judge you for who you are. But at the end of your experience, you will have, you know, a moment of self-reflection and actually see that there are people just like you that's doing something positive. It's kind of like peer reinforcement in a way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, she's been doing a lot.
Uh-huh.
Let me add, well, I'm just curious, how do you feel the market is, you know, towards female rappers? Are they very embracing? Are they looking for more female rappers? Do they just keep you in sort of like a box, or are they saying, okay, we only need this many? Or how is the industry, you know, responding to you?
Actually, right now they're responding to me very well. And in the beginning, of course, you know, there's the box that has that Little Kim, the Foxy box. They're still looking for the next Little Kim. They're looking for the next Foxy.
Right.
Like right now is, you know, they're not the prominent female artist that's on the radio in so many words. They're looking for something fresh, something new, something different.
Because
you know,
your music is, you are very musical, and that's what I think is so different. You know, it's not so hard edged. It doesn't seem as though it would offend anybody. It seems that it's very inviting. So I was just wondering if they, you know, if you're getting a lot of direction, you know, people coming towards you.
Yes. Actually it is. There's been the people who I call them my shadow people, because there are people that like Taz that have known me for a long time, that's known me from coming up from younger days in, you know, my field. And they've actually watched to see how I've evolved as an artist. And now they see that, okay, you know what, she has her role, she has her niche, she has her following, she has her sound, she's unique, nobody else like her. Now we want to step up to the plate and say, hey, you know, this is what we have, this is what we want to offer. And, you know, so it's actually worked out pretty good for me, as, you know, not conforming to what they want, but actually being able to express myself. I think that's the only way you'll actually see longevity, because you do what they want the first time, the second time around, you can't duplicate it.
Right.
Because it wasn't you in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also proud of you for doing it the way you wanted to do it. I mean, you know, you could have complied and just got the quick money and did what they wanted to hear, but you're doing it the way you want to do it. And that makes you true to yourself. And for fans like me, we already know that you're true to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
We know
you didn't just, you know, jump out and just decided to go the same way for the quick money like everybody else. And,
exactly.
And I'm really feeling you in that manner, as well as the music and everything that you do, because like I told you before we came on, you busy as hell. And you got a lot, you do a lot of stuff.
You wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. I couldn't even have it. I mean, I do a lot too, but damn that, I couldn't do it. But of course, you're young, keep on pushing on, G. Keep on pushing on.
Right.
The song, Whatever You Want. Explain that, Lady Bishop.
Repeat that? I'm sorry.
Oh, the song, Whatever You Want.
oh, whatever you want. Yeah, that's, I think that's, I consider that one of my street anthems. That's one of my songs where, you know, some people, they got used to the you want me and the, you know, the empresses and the play around tracks and everything else. So that's you want me. Wait, you said whatever you want. Whatever you want, that's the track to let people know, hey, you know, I can come to your own realm. I can get gutter. I can get street. And I'm going to just give it to you one time so you can understand where I'm coming from and believe it like that. You know, I'm just making the same voice.
Whatever you want, Lady Bishop.
I've been around too long, so you snakes can't fool me. Acting like you dumb, cause you working a doobie. Don't get it twisted, homie, don't never run up on me. I know your type, I know you faking, you just stranger, brony, sucker ass hater. Trying to act all tough when you think you got beef, you run, go call the cops. Snitch quick, I'm rich in this life game. I'ma keep bang banging till my afterlife, man. Think twice before you sneak past my way. I shut shit down if it ain't done my way. Highway, see me switching the lanes. I see the envy and the hate in the eyes you lame. Fall, I'm like a psychic, I see your future. Backstabbing people like you at your puncture. But don't try it this way, don't even get hype. Before I do you like the Arab bitch to blow up your wife. If it's war, I can war with you. If it's beef, I can beef with you. If you want it, I can give it to you. Walk what you talk, talk what you walk. I know your type, I always see them later in the truck. If it's war, I can war with you. If it's beef, I can beef with you. If you want it, I can give it to you. Walk what you talk, talk what you want. I know your type, I always see them later in the truck. You ain't a problem, I already solved you. One gun, one clip equals no you. I know I'm trite, that's the way life made me. Gunny grimy, got game 4G, see me. I'm on the block where them things go pop. Got dro, got white at the poppy spot. Got whip, got jewels, things you wish you had. I grind, I hustle, so my dough won't stay. It's whatever you want, it's whatever about to go down. Texas on the block, me, you show down. I hold it down for my brother, Shot Cypher. He stay, got my back live, homie, stay still. Don't get it confused, we hold our own. New York, New Jersey, yeah, that is our home. But you can see us in my state, see us in your state. See us with the beat, you will cook you a new state. Check your face, don't get it rearranged. Because I pull more shots than you shoot and rain. It's time for some change, time to get paid. I will put you to sleep, I will leave you in grain. If it's war, I can war with you. If it's beef, I can beat with you. If you want it, I can give it to you. Walk what you talk, talk what you want. I know your type, I always need them later in the show. If it's war, I can war with you. If it's beef, I can beat with you. If you want it, I can give it to you. Walk what you talk, talk what you want. I know your type, I always need them later in the show. www.getshot.com. Feel me in the streets, you can see me with the heat. It goes www, no fear one. My team is the gold that's behind the gun. It goes www, I got you. One so big, it'll split you in two. It goes www, don't mess with me. Lady bitch, I'm bloody blow, don't believe. See me. If it's war, I can war with you. If it's beef, I can beef with you. If you want it, I can give it to you. Walk what you talk, talk what you walk. I know your type, I always see them later in the truck. It's war, I can war with you. If it's beef, I can beef with you. If you want it, I can give it to you. Walk what you talk, talk what you walk. I know your type, I always see them later in the truck.
Hey, hey, what's up, what's up, what's going down? Hey, my name is Ron L. Pretty soon to be changed to Smooth Sounds. I met my man TAZ over in Nuremberg, Germany in 1988, where we were putting our thing down, having a good time, you know. We lost contact when we got back to the States here, maybe a few years after that, but just so happened by the information superhighway, I found his address and I found the number in the computer there. And I called it up, checked to see if that was him, was in the location. And sure enough, that was him when he answered the phone. So we're back in contact. We're doing our thing and trying to get things going. But I also like to congratulate him and DJ Stroke for putting out HEAZP Recorded Live. HEAZP Recorded Live on the radio internet. Yeah.
Lady Bishop. www, don't mess with me. I caught one of them. There was another one in there too. I said, wait a minute, I know she ain't saying that. But that was one of them I caught. WWW, don't mess with me.
I won't repeat the other one, don't worry.
Yeah, I don't worry, I won't either. Even though I wanted to so bad after I heard the other one, it kind of slipped my mind. So I said, I better not say that one, but I'll say this one. But give out your contact information where people can hit you up, where people can purchase your CDs and your music.
Well, right now they can go on GrindMob, GrindMob.com, which is GrindMobbent.com. Once you go there, you can get the album on there. You could also find it on iTunes. You can find it on Rhapsody. You can find it on Amazon, where you could either do the whole album or specific singles from the album. Also, on GrindMob, the AAA for NYC's Pets, that Volume 1 is actually out right now. That is a downloadable, a free download. So you can actually go on GrindMob and download that album as well. That's a compilation with myself, Brock Lightning, Rack, Shaw Cypher, Casino. It's a couple of artists that came together to lend their voices to this project. And it's not all hip-hop. It's everything from hip-hop to blues to alternative. So it's something for everyone on there.
Cool. DJ, you got anything else to ask?
No, I think you've covered it all. I think that's I just think you've got a skill there, and you just got to use it and keep moving forward. That's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Lady Bishop, I want to thank you. You know, I'm glad I got your number now so I can holler at you from time to time and just see how you're doing. I always hit you up every now and then on the MySpace thing, but I'll hit you up personally and just to see how you're doing, man. Because I want you to keep on staying on the grind because something's gonna jump off for real.
And I'll do the same here too. Keep you guys abreast of everything that I have going on and
when,
go from there.
I move to DC, I expect you come through. For real, at one of them house parties when I move to D.C.
We'll definitely be there.
I definitely want you to come through. Bring some product. Folks be buying you up. It's for real. The whole nine. Well, again, it's been a pleasure, Lady Bishop.
Thank you.
And when something new jumps off, hit me up again.
I definitely will.
All right. Love you, dear.
Same here, man. I love y'all, too.
Take care.
Right? Thank you,
lady. Wow. Well, DJ, I'm waiting on Gary Fuchsia. I sent him a text, and maybe he might have forgot.
No,
I haven't known.
As you said yourself, it would not be impossible to believe that everybody isn't on time. And I'm doing air quotes because you can't see them. I'm doing my air quotes so you can see on time to some people means a little something different than it does to you.
Well, what I'm going to do, since he ain't here, I'm going to play one of his cuts.
Oh, okay. Then we'll talk about it, and we'll see if he shows up in the meantime.
Hopefully. This is called In the Moment by Gary Fuchsia. We're waiting on him to come through. Here it is. That's In the Moment by Gary Fuston. And right this moment, I believe I have Gary on the line. 405, Gary Fuston, is that you?
Yeah, man. What's happening to TAZ?
Man, listening to this jam, dog. That's one of my songs. And I got a caller on the line that want to tell you the same thing.
All right.
678, you on the line?
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yep. Oh, I'm on the line.
Tell Gary. This is my wife, Gary.
I am a funny woman. I do not listen to 99% of the people that have stuff out there, but I just need you to know you are my ringtone, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
It just keeps me motivated. I'm on the way to work. It's in my office. It's on my ringtone. My boss was like, if he's not a star yet, he's sure going to be one with you playing him.
Oh, man, that really makes me feel good. I really appreciate that. Seriously.
And Darlene, meet DJ, my co-host.
Hello.
Hi, DJ.
How you doing?
Honey, you have a fabulous phone voice. I'm jealous.
Oh.
I'm gonna let you call up and be my voicemail voice.
You know what? I'd do it for you in a heartbeat. All you have to do is say you want it, and you got it.
Thank you. My husband knows the sweetest people.
All right, Darlene. I love you, but it's my show.
And my show is on. I'll listen to you on the rerun. And you just Gary.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
All right, Gary.
That was nice.
You do your thing, man. Because every time I go to your page, every now and then, I just listen to see what's new. And I hear it, I'd be like, man, that's a bad song right there. That's a bad song right there. I'd be liking everything, man. So everything that you put out to me fits the groove that I'm in. I think I sent DJ to your page. I don't know if she's been there yet.
Yes, I did, and I wanted everything. I want to know, where's my CD? What do I have to do? Where do I send my money? Just tell me. I want it. I mean, you have got something, and I don't do a whole lot. I'm just like Taz's wife at this point. But certain things, they get to you, and you got it. That smooth sound, it is straight old school, and I love it.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm blown away, y'all, being so nice to me. I really appreciate that. That's a very good compliment, and I music is such a wonderful thing. And I get so much enjoyment and just getting in a studio and just creating. And, the way I create, you know, it's just whatever I'm feeling at the moment. In fact, that song, I felt like I was in the moment at that time. So that's how I came up with the name. It just comes out, man. I really don't read music. Everything is done by ear. And
wow, that is impressive.
So, but yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a bad boy. How did you start, Gary? I noticed when I was reading on your MySpace page, you started with a group playing guitar with TLC.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, back in the day, man, when I was still in high school, and whenever I started from, say, junior high into mid to high school, I automatically, directly, you know, went on and joined the public school band. Because, you know, even as a younger child, I was always interested in music. You know, it was just, it was kind of funny because I guess I can kind of give a little bit to my aunt, you know, when I was growing up. You know, when my parents worked during the day, I used to stay with my grandmothers, and my mother's youngest sister, well, she was a little bit young then too. I think we were something like 6 or 7 years apart, and she was always playing the piano all the time. You know, at the church, at the house, and so when I'm over at the house, I'm just amazed, you know, watching her punching the keys, you know, and this music is coming out, and so. Whenever she's away, you know, I would, of course, like a little kid, you're curious, you want to try stuff, you just go over there and start messing around. And for some reason or another, as long as I can remember, if I hear something on the radio or on a phonograph or whatever, but that's what we call them back then, and I would just automatically pick up the notes and just play them. You know, it'd be single notes, but it was just a, you know, playing by ear thing, and it was just fascinated me, and I've always had that interest. So from that, like I said, when I was in the band, you know, my instrument was choice was drums, and so me and three of my buddies, we all had we were all in a drum cadence, and so we was always, you know, acting up while the rest of the band had, you know, like we'd be at the ball games, you know, and during the ball games we'd be up there jamming the drums, you know, be kicking out some pretty cool beats and stuff, and it just seems like, you know, from that point, man, we felt like we need to go further than this. So all three of us, man, started our own little group, man, and I bought a little guitar, and my other partner, he had a bass guitar, and of course my other partner had a drum set, and we just tried to put something together, man, and we started doing local things around town, and then as it went on, you know, it kind of grew, and we started adding more members, you know, getting some vocalists and stuff. And that's just kind of how it kind of started out back then, but yeah, it was an enjoyable time. We had fun.
Well, curious, and since you say you play by ear, how many instruments can you play?
Well, I can play keys. I can play guitar, bass, mm-hmm. of course, and then drums.
Okay.
And that's really the basics of it.
That's really all you need.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I feel like if I was to pick up, like, a horn or something like that, I bet you if I did pick up one, I would probably pick it up pretty fast because, for one, at our school, when we first joined the band, we all had to practice on these things called, like, recorders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we would have to use those to kind of learn the fundamentals and all this type of stuff. And I just remember even with that, I used to, you know, after I practiced what they wanted us to practice, then when I done doing that, I would go in my room, and I'd turn on the record player, I'm listening to some stuff, and I'm out there jamming with the little recorder, you know. And so I'm just kind of like, you know, it's something I always wanted to play the sax. That was my second choice besides drums, but I went the drum route. And, but, you know, hey, I'm just blessed to be able to do all the stuff I can do right now.
And you incorporate all these instruments in a lot of your music.
Yes, I do. I try to simulate, you know, certain instruments that, of course, I don't have like a live horn player. So, like as you heard on the song, in the moment, towards the end of the track, there was a little horn riff thing
right.
going on. Well, that was something I simulated through the keyboards, and so I do that a lot. Sometimes on certain songs, if I want a horn, you know, feel to be in there in some aspect. But right now I am actually working on trying to, excuse me, find the right person to maybe actually do some live horn on my next project. Right now I'm actually working on a new project right as we speak.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Because you're a bad boy. I know a few. I have to talk to you on the side. I know one in particular that I've had on my show that plays horn.
So, all right.
Yeah, I gotta talk to you.
Ooh, cool, man.
Yeah. I've been knowing this guy since I had him on my .com show, and he also has a radio thing going on his website. So explain your radio show to the people, Gary.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah, definitely. That's one thing that's really been keeping me busy, man. And like I said, I want to apologize for all the times that me and you missed each other as far as trying to get on the program because, man, that thing just taken off to a level that I didn't have any idea what I was getting myself into. And so basically it's going great. But what it is the name of it is GHP Radio. And GHP basically comes from the emblems of my website or my production company, which is called G House Productions. And actually, you can go to www.g, just like the letter G, dot. Well, you wouldn't, of course, you wouldn't put that into when you type it in the address box, but it's G H O U S E Productions with an S .net, and that will take you to the site. But the radio station, basically, I pretty much try to do the best I can as far as supporting other artists such as myself and in the same kind of realm of music that we're doing over there. Yeah, I just basically focus on trying to bring attention to artists that that may not be getting the play elsewhere. Right now, we're kind of going through a time now where the commercial radios and stuff like that, they're trying to phase out the jazz genre, seems like. They're trying to close down a lot of smooth jazz stations or another jazz station. And so with me and teams of other people in the jazz community, are right now we're banding together and we are networking to keep this thing alive. And thank God we do have the internet to do, you know, all of this promotion thing. So, but yeah, it's a great tool. You know, it started out at basically a friend of mine named Edward McDaniel. He's out of DeSoto, Texas. I've known this man for a long time, but anyway, he's a retired serviceman. And when he retired, he was ready to do some innovative stuff with, you know, with the arts and things, because he's always been kind of in the back part of things. Like he used to do management for groups. He used to do other things such as I think he had a local cable TV show here in Oklahoma where I'm at. At one point, geared to showcasing artists and things like that. So he approached me one day and said he was retired and he's ready to start this radio thing. It's called iTrackRadio.com, and he actually didn't know, you know, how to really really pull it off, because of course he doesn't do any software or, you know, music recording or nothing like that. So he needed somebody, you know, to do that. So he decided to go with me. So basically I just kind of put a face on the whole thing after I call it GHP Radio and start having, you know, these weekly shows. I'll come on, I'll have artists come on, do some what we're doing right now, just interviewing artists, playing their music and bringing attention to it and letting them plug what they're doing. And so far it's been a cool ride, man. Of course, now we're not making any money. It's a nonprofit thing that we're doing right at the moment, and we don't have any paid advertisements or anything like that, but we're working our way towards that now. So you know, our goal was to you know, once we got it in order, we just was wanting to focus on getting the notoriety to the station, and as well as connect with all these artists that are not being heard.
When I listen to it every now and then, and you have a lot of good artists on there, where I'd be like, dang, I need to talk to them too.
I know. It is, man. It's like, you know, every time I turn around, man, I'm, you know, bumping into somebody else, you know. Here, somebody told me about this person, this group, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you have a track on your CD. It's called Funky Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it. Tell me where that came from, because it's almost like an alter ego. Who are you? You got a funky side?
Well, tell you what. This is the story behind that track. A friend of mine, he's also a guitarist, very nice. In fact, that gentleman's name is Maurice Johnson, okay? He actually was the person I went to as a 15-year-old when we decided to get this, put this group together, me and my comrades there in the drum and band, because I didn't know what the heck, you know, a guitar. I didn't know how to play a guitar. I just told my dad, will you buy me this guitar up at the store? and he did, of course. So, you know, we didn't have money to take lessons, you know, or anything like that. And so basically, Maurice Johnson, his name is Maurice Johnson, and he actually is the one who's playing the lead on that track, on that particular track there. And I named it after him because I thought he got pretty funky with it.
He did.
Yeah. And the story behind Maurice is this man, when he was young, he always idolized George Benson. And when we were kids, you know, before I even picked up the guitar, we used to walk up and down this one street there. You know, I lived in a small community town. It's called El Reno here in Oklahoma. And so it wasn't much to do around here when we were kids. We, you know, run up and down the streets, play around, whatever. And anyway, we go down this one particular street called Grand, and that's where Maurice was staying at the time. And, he was a little bit older than us, so he would be on the porch with his guitar and an amplifier, and he just him by himself, and he'd be up there just jamming, just playing, you know, by himself on the guitar. And, you know, it's like blowing up our minds. We're sitting there just looking at him, you know, watching him and trying to figure out, you know, wow, you know. But that's the man who started me on playing guitar. I, you know, like I said, when I got my guitar, I asked him to teach me what he knew, or at least try to get me started, and he showed me a few chords, and then after that, I just kind of basically took it upon myself, and it's history.
Yeah, for real. We only got 4 minutes left. I want you to give out your info on where people can buy your CDs, also the info on the radio station again, and where to contact you if they wanted to contact you.
Okay. Well, my CD is available at cdbaby.com. That would be www.cdbaby.com/Gary Houston. Or you can actually do the /G Houston. I have two CDs, actually. I got Unwind, and then also have The Best of G Houston. And so they're both over there. And also, I got the same two CDs are available through iTunes, Rhapsody, pretty much all the digital download companies that are out there now. You can pretty much find them there. You know, and then of course, it's real easy. My last name is kind of unusual. It's Houston. A lot of people get it mixed up sometimes, and they'll say Houston. It sounds so much like Houston, but it's F as in Frank, U-S-T-O-N, and you can Google my name, Gary Houston, and you go to my website. My website is, you can actually get there. It's www.garyhouston.com. That's G-A-R-Y. F-U-S-T-O-N.
I was trying to purchase your CD a little earlier, and it's back ordered. That just shows you that everybody knows what we know now.
Okay. Yes.
That dude is bad. That's all I got to say. Every time I go do his page on something new, I'm going,
Well, I really appreciate y'all, man. I really appreciate the love. And like I said, I do have another one in the works that's coming out next year. And the actual title is going to be Octave Motive. So look out for that. In fact, if you go to my website, www.garyhouston.com, you can actually check out what's the preview of what's going to be on the CD. I put four or five of the tracks on the site. So if you go to my website, there's some links there. You'll see, you know, like, of course, your homepage and about us. We'll go to the one that says Gary's Music. If you click there, when you get to the page, you'll see a button there that says Music by Gary Houston, of course. If you hit that, it's going to automatically open up a pop-up player, and it'll play the brand-new tracks that are going to be on the next CD.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you, Gary, for coming through. Like I said, you know, we've been knowing each other for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear what you're going to do with that one track I sent you.
Yeah, man, you know, and I, like I said, I am so sorry, man. I'm still going to work with you on that, man. It's just, you know how things got, and I didn't see it coming. It, you know, once things start rolling a certain way, you just get swiped, and you know, me doing this radio thing, you know, I get so swamped with a lot of music, you know, people want me to go through it and get it on the stage.
Yeah, I know, you know, I've been doing this radio thing for 5 years, so you know I know.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, I'm working my 9 to 5 or 8. Well, actually, I work 10 hours a day for a cable company. Actually, I'm what you would call a technical dispatcher, where I dispatch calls out to and help troubleshoot problem areas. And I've been doing that for lots of years, but on the other side of it, I'm basically all music, you know, and so I'm just trying to work my way to get away from that.
No, yeah, don't you know that? I got a 9 to 5 too, so I know. We all know the trouble.
We all do.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to. In fact, so much has gone on since then. I'm probably going to have to ask you to resend it to me because I've had so much stuff go down. In fact, one, you know, I have these different computers going on. I got one that's actually running the radio station, and then I have one that's, you know, doing my production, and it's just crazy. But and I'm sure I saved it. I got it on a CD somewhere. But you know, there's so much stuff back there, and stuff gets so buried too after so long. So I want you to definitely get that same track and bring it back out for me. And send
I hit you up. I think I got it marked because, you know, I'm like 800 tracks into it. So
yeah.
I got to do a search and seizure. But I'm sure I put your name by one of the tracks that
okay.
I sent out.
Okay, man. That'd be great, man, because I definitely want to do that, man. And I think we can do some cool stuff together.
Yeah, really, because we're kind of on the same vibe. But, boy, I'm telling you, you be smoking, bro.
You are fire.
This is the last song I'm gonna leave with. It's Up to You by Gary Fuchsin. I want to thank Gary Fuchsin for being on the show, Lady Bishop, and my co-host DJ for calling in. And we'll do it again next week. We got Night Court next week, so we'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Gary. Until then.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate you both. Please.
It's all good, man.
All right.
It's Up to You by Gary Fuchsin.
All right. God bless y'all.
Take care.